At Ben and Kelly Show. You can always get a hold of us on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that. Send us a DM. We'll turn around, toss it out to our listeners, see what we could do for you.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. Been dating this really sweet guy for 7 months. In the beginning of our relationship, I had kissed another guy while out one night.
Whoops.
He found out because his brother was there and told him.
Oh.
I have been faithful since. We were only together for 1 month at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, last week, my boyfriend brought that up and then said he would feel more comfortable if I unfollowed all of the guys that we know on social media except for family.
Oh.
He said he's still having a hard time trusting me. He sees me liking and commenting on other guys' pictures, and it makes him uncomfortable.
Mm.
I think if this is going to work out, he needs to trust me. This seems a little controlling to me. I really care about him, but this just seems really extreme. Okay. Is this controlling or just cautious?
Oh, God.
Ashley.
So he hasn't gotten over it.
No.
That's clear. He hasn't.
Nope. He hasn't gotten to the point where he's just like, okay, it was just the one time. I trust that's not going to happen again.
So and I wish we had Ashley. I wish you would have let us actually talk to you on the phone, because I have so many questions. Like, have there been opportunities and instances since then where, you know, you guys have been out and even though you haven't kissed another guy, maybe you've flirted with or you've, you know, I'm not trying to put all the blame on you, Ashley, but I'm just trying to see if there's more than just what you said, you know?
What kind of other harlot behavior are you displaying?
Yeah. I'm just wondering, is that it? Because if that's it, then yes, I think it's a little bit like, I think he needs to get over it if he wants to be your, you know, in your life.
Yeah, the whole, like, not following any guys on social media, I feel like is unrealistic. And you have got to, I guess, have a follow-up conversation of the lack of trust that he still feels based on the one incident that happened at the mm-hmm. beginning of your relationship. And he has to figure out, like, we can't continue on with you not trusting me. Like,
right.
You got to trust me. And if I give you another reason to not trust me, then we should be done. Because, you know, if she is continuing to do things that go outside this relationship, then obviously she's not ready to be in the relationship. It sounds like she is. So they have to have like a follow-up conversation about, you got to trust me or this is not going to work.
Yeah. Or maybe she's doing things that she doesn't know. Well, obviously, like she's obviously, you know, liking and or...
You posted a heart eye emoji on that.
I know, that's right. You're... who's this guy?
Right.
That is tough, man. When you're in a new relationship and just kind of wondering like, hey, so how do you know this person? You know? Like, what do you... What's your connection with that?
It sounds like that they had been dating exclusively for a month when she kissed the other dude.
Yeah.
Which, you know, if they had just started talking and it wasn't defined the things, it sounded like it could have been blurred. But from the way this is written, they were in a relationship when she stepped out of it. And so he's having a hard time, I guess, believing she won't do that again.
Right. All right. Well, if you've got a comment, we'd love to hear it. If you've been in this situation exactly, and you're like, listen, I'll tell you exactly how not to handle it. We'd like to hear that too, all right?
I understand where he's coming from with this request. I just don't think it's realistic or healthy mm-hmm. for the relationship to proceed this way with him, like, being so, as you say, micromanagey.
Yeah, so 502-795-1997. So Ashley's been dating her boyfriend for 7 months, but in the beginning, she kissed another dude. He found out back then because his brother told him, and she's been faithful ever since, but he just kind of brought it back up recently and asked her to unfollow all the guys on her social media. So she
seems excessive, but she's just wondering, is this like too controlling or is it just being cautious based on what happened? John said, if he had cheated on you early in the relationship and he was liking girls' pics, how would you feel? There's your answer.
Sassy gay friend Mike says, I wouldn't trust her. She said the reason he found out was because his brother was there.
This is a good point.
So she wasn't necessarily forthcoming with admitting that she kissed another guy.
Yeah, Grace said, if this is something he needs to feel comfortable and safe in your relationship, you should do it. If there are men you're friends with and want to keep in contact with, tell him and have a discussion about that. I'd take the opportunity to set expectations of your own that would make you feel more comfortable and stable in your relationship. It isn't controlling. He's trying to set a boundary with you, rightfully so, after finding out about the kiss. It doesn't matter. It was only a month into the relationship. You were dating him.
Mm-hmm.
If he's still paranoid after a couple of months, despite having no apparent reason to be and demands to, one, go through your phone, two, know the passwords to your socials, that is when that's controlling, and you should shut it down.
All right. Good point. Sierra, what's your thought?
I think that she should still follow the guys, but maybe, like, just stop liking their pictures and stop commenting on them. I think, like, that would make me trust somebody more if they could still follow those guys and see their stuff every day, but not like comment and like their pictures. I think that's like reaching out for their attention.
That's a good compromise.
Yeah. I was going to say, so kind of a compromise here.
Yeah. Like see if she can do that. And there's no reason to be commenting on other guys or liking their pictures if you're dating somebody else. Like there's just no point in it, I think.
Yeah. Man.
That's true. Unless you have like a long standing friendship. You know, if they're more like brothers
friends,
to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you had a long-standing friendship and, you know, you happened to date
accidentally
earlier,
put faces together once or twice.
And you accidentally kissed each other once before. Right.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, definitely the guy she kissed is off limits. We unfollow that guy.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Oh, man. All right. Sierra, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thanks. This is the first time I've ever called into a radio before. So.
Look at that. Well, I hope it was a good experience.
Yes, most definitely. I listen to you guys almost every morning. So.
Oh, yeah, awesome. You're the one. Yes.
Thanks. All right, well, y'all have a good day.
All right, you too. Thanks, Sierra. So what are we saying here? We're saying don't necessarily unfollow everybody. But
no, have a discussion about the ones and the reasons why you want to still follow. The guy we kissed, we're cutting him out. That would probably make him feel a lot better.
Yeah, I think that's a fair compromise right there.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that he's being very controlling, but I feel like, again, there's a good reason why he's feeling a little unstable in the relationship still. And it's just maybe going to just take some more time for him to feel more comfortable that she knows that was a mistake and now she is more committed to their relationship and they're going to be stronger for it. But, you know, it's just going to take him some time and she's just going to, her actions are going to speak probably much louder than any word she could say.
All right. I think we can move on from there, right?
We're definitely unfollowing the guy she kissed, though, right? first order of business. Unfollow that guy.
Yeah, I mean, you just need to do it on your Finsta, all right? So just...
No, we're not getting a Finsta!
Do it on your Finsta account,
no,
you know? And then,
we're not!
Then your boyfriend doesn't have to see that.
No! No!
All right,
now, Kimberly is like, once a player, always a player. My ex was the same way. I wish I would have seen it in the beginning. Well, okay. She's telling us, though, that she's committed to the relationship. She really wants it to work. So she's trying to figure out, what do I need to do to make that happen?
Yeah.
So I think she puts in the work, and there you go.
All right. Thank you. Again, there you are, diving into the DMs on 99.7 DJX.